Game ana ing New York.
The game is in New York.
Iku iku sawijining dina srengenge.
It is a sunny day.
Akeh wong teko kanggo nonton.
Many people come to watch.
Tim kasebut yaiku New York lan Detroit.
The teams are New York and Detroit.
Game diwiwit ing pungkasan 7.
The game starts at 7 o'clock.
New York duwe tim sing kuat.
New York has a strong team.
Detroit main apik.
Detroit plays well.
Skor iku podo.
The score is tied.
Panjab citar kanggo tim-tim.
Fans cheer for their teams.
Panggilan rampung kanthi skor 75 nganti 75.
The game ends with a score of 75-75.
Semua balih seneng karo game.
Everyone is happy with the game.
Dheweke ngomong babagan game.
They talk about the game.
Basketball iku nyenengake.
Basketball is exciting.
Sepak bola iku olahraga populer ing saindenging jagat.
Football is a popular sport around the world.
Akeh wong dolanan bal-balan ing wektu gratis.
Many people play football in their free time.
Permainan duwe 11 pemain ing saben tim.
The game has 11 players on each team.
Tujuan saka game iku kanggo entuk gol.
The objective of the game is to score a goal.
Pemain butuh nglewahi bal kanggo saben liyane.
Players need to pass the ball to each other.
Dheweke bisa uga nembak bal menyang gawang.
They can also shoot the ball into the goal.
Yen dheweke nyekel, wong akeh sorak-sorak banter.
If they score, the crowd cheers loudly.
Football diputer ing kabeh donya.
Football is played all over the world.
Iku minangka permainan saka katrampilan lan kerja sama.
It is a game of skill and teamwork.
Saben wong seneng nonton laga bal.
Everyone loves to watch football matches.
Sakwise, ana bocah enom jeneng Lily.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Lily.
Dheweke kepengin tuku sepeda anyar.
She wanted to buy a new bicycle.
Nanging dheweke ora duwe cukup duit.
But she did not have enough money.
Lily mutus nyimpan aluance.
Lily decided to save her allowance.
Saben minggu, dheweke ngirit setitik bagian saka iku.
Every week, she saved a small part of it.
Dheweke ngrasa seneng nalika dheweke ndeleng tabungan tuwuh.
She felt happy as she watched her savings grow.
Siji dina, biange dheweke takon dheweke babagan tujuan-tujuane.
One day, her parents asked her about her goals.
Dheweke ngomong marang dheweke, dheweke kepengin lelungan lan jelajah donya.
She told them she wanted to travel and explore the world.
Rama wong tuae bangga marang kemampuan simpenan.
Her parents were proud of her saving skills.
Lily nerus nyimpen duit kanggo impen-impen.
Lily continued to save money for her dreams.
Lily nggayuh tujuane marang wektu.
Lily achieved her goals over time.
Dheweke ngrasakake menawa nyimpen duit pancen wicaksana.
She felt that saving money was truly worth it.
Olahraga ekstrim nawakake sensasi unik sing ora ditemokake ing kegiatan tradisional.
Extreme sports offer unique thrills that are not found in traditional activities.
Soko-soko-soko lanang ana kiat tumore kaya kasebut, saben bacon niku duweni belang dhuwur.
From skydiving to rock climbing, each sport has its special allure.
Wong asring ngupadi rasa adrenaline sing ngetutake aktivitas iki.
People often seek the adrenaline rush that accompanies these activities.
Para langit mlumpat saking dhuwur gedhe, ngalami jatuhan bebas sing nyenengake.
Skydivers leap from great heights, experiencing a thrilling free fall.
Minangka, pendaki watu ngukur tebing-tebing sing angel, nyoba watesan-watesane.
In contrast, rock climbers scale tough cliffs, testing their limits.
Apa dheweke surfing ombak gedhe utawa bunge jumping, rasa seneng iki ketara.
Whether they are surfing big waves or bungee jumping, the excitement is palpable.
Rus saka pengalaman iki bisa adiktif kanggo akeh penggemar.
The rush from these experiences can be addictive for many enthusiasts.
Jungkie adrenalino asring-asring ngorok batas, golki tantangan anyar.
Adrenaline junkies often push their boundaries, seeking new challenges.
Saben olahraga ekstrim duwe risiko unik sing kudu dipikirake dening peserta.
Every extreme sport has its unique risks that participants must consider.
Pungkasan, olahraga ekstrim nyediakake kegembiraan, nyurung wong menyang wates.
Ultimately, extreme sports provide excitement, pushing people to their limits.
Ing jaman kang didominasi dening layar, Emily mutusak menawa wis wayahe kanggo detox digital.
In an age dominated by screens, Emily decided it was time for a digital detox.
Nentok karo nyambung maneh karo alam, dheweke ngrancang akhir minggu adoh saka telepon.
Determined to reconnect with nature, she planned a weekend away from her phone.
Dheweke ngabungkus tas lan mangkat lelungan mendaki.
She packed her bags and set off on a hiking trip.
Udara seger lan lingkungan sing tentrem revitalisasi semangat.
The fresh air and serene surroundings revitalized her spirit.
Kanggo pisanan ing taun-taun, dheweke rumangsa bener-bener ana.
For the first time in years, she felt truly present.
Nyambung saka media sosial, gawe dheweke bisa nemokake kesenangan sederhana.
Disconnecting from social media allowed her to rediscover simple pleasures.
Dheweke seneng maca buku ing sangisane wit lan ngrungokke manuk sing nyanyi.
She enjoyed reading books under the trees and listening to birds singing.
Saben wektu krasa lan kebak urip, kontras sing kental karo rutine dheweke.
Each moment felt vibrant and full of life, a stark contrast to her usual routine.
Diinspirasi dening kejelasan anyar iki, dheweke wis mutusake kanggo matesi wektu layar.
Inspired by this newfound clarity, she resolved to limit her screen time.
Bali neng dheweke krasa-rasa kasil lan tentrem.
Returning home, she felt a sense of accomplishment and peace.
Detox digital iku minangka titik balik ing uripe, siji sing bakal tansah dirindukan.
The digital detox was a turning point in her life, one she would always cherish.
Ing lapangan teknologi sing berkembang kanthi cepet, antarmuka otak komputer, ci, muncul minangka kemajuan revolusioner.
In the rapidly evolving field of technology, brain-computer interfaces, BCs, emerge as a revolutionary advancement.
Dheweke ngladeni minangka sambungan penting antarane kognisi manungsa lan sistem digital, ngidini kemampuan komunikasi sing durung tau ana sadurunge.
They serve as crucial links between human cognition and digital systems, enabling unprecedented communication capabilities.
Antarane iki mlaku kanthi nerjemahake sinyal neural, ngowahi pikiran dadi perintah sing bisa dieksekusi.
These interfaces operate by interpreting neural signals, transforming thoughts into executable commands.
Penelitian ekstensif wis mbuktekake potensi signifikan kanggo aplikasi PCs ing ngobati gangguan neurologis.
Extensive research has revealed significant potential for the application of BCIs in treating neurological disorders.
Pasien sing nandang saka kahanan kaya paralisis utawa ALS bakal entuk manfaat paling akeh saka teknologi iki.
Patients suffering from conditions such as paralysis or ALS stand to benefit most from this technology.
Salajengipun, peneliti nggoleki metode inovatif kanggo ningkatake antarmuka antarane pikiran lan mesin.
Moreover, researchers are exploring innovative methodologies to enhance the interface between minds and machines.
Implikasi etis saka teknologi iki uga dadi subjek debat sing ketat antarane para spesialis.
The ethical implications of such technologies are also a subject of rigorous debate among specialists.
Nalika teknologi iki berkembang, jamin panggunaan sing tanggung jawab dadi saya penting kanggo kemajuan masyarakat.
As these technologies proliferate, ensuring their responsible use becomes increasingly vital to societal advancement.